Hey, everybody, you are listening to my Monday midday monologue. My name is Russ, and I've decided to record a podcast every Monday afternoon. I have a break from like 3 to 4 every day. It's just the nature of what I do. And so I thought, why not record a little something on Mondays to recap the previous week and weekend and plug things coming up in the current week and next weekend. It's just that perfect pivotal point in time to say, hey, here's what happened, and here's what's going to happen. Thank God it's Monday. And, you know, I'm one of those creative types. I'm always doing something. I got something on the calendar. I got something on the drawing board. You know, I'm writing, I'm drawing, I'm talking, I'm listening. So why not share that with you good people who have decided to set aside some time? I'm really hoping these will be short and sweet, 10, 15 minutes, in and out, low tech. And why not put my voice in your head during a time of day where you have a little break? It's my break to yours. See how I made that kind of cyclical as a premise and introduction? That's what I like to do. So it is Monday, and what happened last week? Well, I had a great opportunity on Friday to talk at Ignite Phoenix After Hours 5. Ignite Phoenix is a series of talks that encourages participants to discuss their passions, but you only have 5 minutes and 20 slides in a PowerPoint to do so. It's a very strict format. You prepare a slideshow of 20 slides. They run at 15 seconds apiece, and 5 minutes later, you're done talking. And I had the chance to do this back in May. I talked about superheroes as a therapy for America's ailing zeitgeist. And for Phoenix after Ignite Phoenix After Hours, this time I thought I'd spice up a similar topic. I talked about superheroes as a sexy storytelling medium. Superheroes are sexy, they're spicy, they're sassy, because you know it's after hours, so you gotta be adult, you know. And it was a great time. A special thanks to Jeff Moriarty and Ruth and Becky and everybody on that volunteer committee. They run a super tight ship. I loved the venue. It was at the Mint in Scottsdale, the kind of place I would probably never go otherwise. But since I was a part of this thing, I was happy to see what Scottsdale nightlife looks like, well, at least from 7 to 9 p.m. What a cool place. I can imagine women dancing in cages there and guys walking around in like banana hammocks. You know, it's just one of those kind of, it's a crazy place. It's after hours there, you know, 24/7 it's after hours there. But it was Ignite Phoenix After Hours from 7 to 9 on Friday night. And so I talked. Superheroes are sexy. Other people talked. Topics ranged from you know, how to perform cunnilingus successfully. BDSM and the Law was a great presentation. They were all great. Puppetry for adults, they were all great. Unfortunately, though, unlike Phoenix, Ignite Phoenix proper, it was not recorded. So the 400 or so people in attendance on Friday night, they're the only ones that heard those talks. And understandably, the presenters, some of them wanted their presentation to remain private. They used aliases even. I may have been one or one of the few only presenters that used his real name, which might say something more about me than the other people, but I'm a pervert, I guess. I don't know. I'm 24/7 after hours. I don't know. I don't know what it means, but it was just a pleasure to be alongside those people on that stage, to be among you guys. Thank you, and I hope to do it again. Although having done Ignite now twice in 1 year, I can understand if the Ignite people are like, you know what, we've given Russ his time, let's try a few more people. But I will probably attempt to, I will at least submit every time. It's an easy process, and I encourage everybody to do so, man. To get on stage for 5 minutes, after hours, like I said, the capacity I think was about 400 people. If you do an Ignite proper, Ignite Phoenix 18 is coming up next year. If you do an Ignite like that, you're looking at a room of 800-900 people. But man, that 5 minutes flies by. The preparation process is super fulfilling creatively. You could check out my presentation from May on the Ignite Phoenix YouTube channel. Russ Kazmierczak, look for Ignite Phoenix 17. Watch them all, man. They're great. Especially mine, you know. So check it out. And hopefully see you at the next one, whether I'm presenting or just now a mere attendee. And those tickets sell out fast. They go on sale like a Saturday at 10 a.m., and they're gone within an hour. So if you are a presenter, you're guaranteed a great audience, one that's very interested in what's going on. And if you're just looking to attend, you got to get online fast. And then when you go, you know you're one of many that are super keyed into what's going on. So, again, man, I loved it, and I look forward to doing it again one way or the other in the future. What else is going on? It's Monday. It's Supergirl night. I love Supergirl. I love that TV show. Somebody just asked me recently, do you like Supergirl? I said, yes, I can't help it. I love it. And why? I don't know. I get it. It's cheesy. It's campy. It's like Gilmore Girls with a cape, maybe. Not quite as witty. I don't know. But the show is meta in a way because it is living under the shadow of Superman. Superman media, you know. Superman's a character that's been in every form of media possible. Short of Superman doing his own podcast, he's pretty much, is somebody doing that? They should be. But Superman has been in every media, and Supergirl's had a movie. She's appeared in those other media, but not as the star. So here she is now supporting her own TV show. And I think it is being very well supported, living successfully under that shadow, and hopefully as episodes and seasons progress, she will become her own character in the eyes of the pop culture public, you know? I don't know how else to put it. Now, Jimmy Olsen, I think I was asked about the character of Jimmy Olsen specifically strays from the source material because he's not a white redhead like me. And yes, it hurts to see one of my own replaced with another minority, African-American. I get it. But if the actor wasn't doing such a great job, I'd have a problem with it. But man, the guy playing Jimmy, or James, as he prefers to be called in this mature incarnation, I love it, man. I really get the impression from this guy that he was at one point an up-and-coming photojournalist in Metropolis, trying to find his voice, his place, trying to be a professional. Then here comes this alpha male into a city. He's starstruck by the guy. He gets to be his friend, which is amazing. But then he gets to a point where he's not in his late teens, early 20s anymore, and it's like, okay, who am I? I don't want to just be this guy's pal, this guy's sidekick, you know, one of his entourage. I want to be my own person. I was on a path before. Let me get back on that path now. I really get that vibe from the actor. And that is who Jimmy Olsen is, whether he's white, redhead, black, bald, whatever. And I like it. I like it a lot. I like the show a lot. I wrote an article about Supergirl, actually, for the East Valley Tribune, their geekery section. I wrote about last week's episode being preempted because of the Paris tragedy, the terror attack there. The Supergirl episode that was scheduled to air last week had a series of bomb threats thrown at National City. Unfortunately and coincidentally, very similar to what was going on in Paris. So CBS, perhaps wisely, decided to preempt the episode. They replaced it instead with the one that would have aired tonight, Livewire. So that's what we saw last week. This week, I'm avoiding spoilers because I like the show. I don't know what we're going to see. Maybe Red Tornado. But anyway, you could check that out, like I said, at evtrib.com. E-V as in East Valley. Trib, short for Tribune, .com. Find their geekery section. My name is Russ Kazmierczak Jr., and there's an article in there by me about last week's episode of Supergirl. That's a plug. Let's see how many we can get. Let's see how many plugs we could squeeze into the socket of this podcast. Monday. You know, it also means Gotham. And I'm over it. Gosh. Maybe I'll finish the rest of this half of the season because now shows are taking a break during the fall. Whatever that means. I wish I could just have like a fall finale and then resume in the spring and then take a nice long summer break. Can you imagine just like walking out of work and then turning around to your boss and saying, will I come back tomorrow? Find out in the fall. And then you just take all of summer off. Wouldn't that be an amazing thing if you could do what TV shows do? But no. And Gotham, it's in its own universe to me, most definitely. Not affiliated with the Batman character I love and have loved for as long as I can remember. It's just different, you know? One of my major gripes, and I've articulated this to friends and maybe in writing in the past, you got Bruce Wayne, he's 12, 13 years old. You got who will be his major villains at like early 20s. So what's going to happen is Bruce Wayne will eventually leave Gotham, travel abroad. He's going to study under martial artists and escape artists and detectives and wrestlers and some of the world's finest thinkers, scientists, whatever. Then he's going to come back to Gotham and fight those people. And they will have aged, too. So when Batman is, at best, 22, year one, 21, 22 years old, you'll have Penguin at 45 years old, I guess, 35, 45 years old. So I feel like I, without any of that training, could take a guy in an alley at the Penguin stature and age at that point, swinging an umbrella at me. Maybe it shoots fire. Maybe I get hurt, but there's something less impressive about Batman when his villains are that much older than him. And we see how truly vulnerable they are, psychologically and physically. None of these, the Riddler, Two-Face, they're not physically formidable. So, I don't know. I'm just disconnected from Gotham. And look at it this way, too. Gotham is a show that is exploring where Batman came from. It's going back. It's almost the perpetual flashback, right? Whereas Supergirl is looking forward. Superman is established. He's a hero. Maybe he hasn't been around as long as we know of him in the comics, but he's definitely a legend already. And Supergirl is now a new part of that. And so it's moving forward. And I guess that's just what I like. It's a great modernization while still holding true to some of those tropes, like Jimmy being Superman's pal, the newspaper world being a part of society still, even though it's all about blogs nowadays and vlogs and Snapchat and podcasts and stuff. I don't know. I like the spirit of it. Despite the camp and cheesiness, I think it's got a lot of promise. And so I'm looking forward to tonight's episode, and I'll probably begrudgingly catch up on Gotham just in time for the fall finale, and we'll see what that's about. So yeah, that's, wow, we're already about 11 minutes in. What's coming up this week? Well, on Friday, that's Black Friday. I hope everybody survives their annual Walmart trampling. I have a nice private caricature gig booked on Friday. Saturday, I'll be at Drawn to Comics in downtown Glendale for their Brightest Saturday event. So you have Black Friday, but then after Black Friday must come Brightest Saturday in downtown Glendale. Ken at Drawn to Comics hosts this thing every year. Ken, man, thanks for asking me to be a part of it. It's a celebration of Black Friday and the beginning of Glendale Glitters in downtown Glendale, where they just decorate that little square into a very luminescent holiday extravaganza. It's great. It's beautiful. It's definitely worth coming down to walk around and just take that in. But while you're there on Saturday, swing by Drawn to Comics, see me and a bunch of other great local artists. My buddy Jan, the Janimal, is coming down from Sedona. Dave Beatty, a professional inker who's worked for DC Comics and a plethora of other titles, companies. He's going to be there. Many others. So Drawn to Comics this Saturday, Brightest Saturday. Check it out. Then the following weekend, December 4th through 6th, I'll have a table in Artist Sally at Phoenix Comic Con's Fan Fest at the University of Phoenix Football Stadium. So jocks and nerds collide at the football stadium from December 4th to 6th. I'll be in Artist Sally selling my mini comics, Amazing Arizona Comics, and Karaoke Comics. I'll have both on the table. I'll do a free sketch for you. It's a lot of fun for 3 days. Come on down and check it out. And then the weekend after that, I am proudly co-featuring at the poetry reading series Caffeine Corridor with Bill Campana. The recently Phoenix Magazine-plugged Bill Campana will be alongside me at 9 The Gallery on Grand Avenue in Central Phoenix for the Caffeine Corridor poetry series. Bill's book is called The Ragtime of Modern Living. It's published by Brick Cave Media. It's available on Amazon and probably brickcavemedia.com or .net, whatever they have. Check it out. I love Bill. Phoenix loves Bill. We're both kind of treating this as an end-of-the-year blowout. It's kind of around my birthday, too. So, friends, please come end the year with us and our poetry. We will entertain you, make you laugh, make you think. It'll be on Friday, December 11th at 7 p.m. I think the gallery will feature miniature art. So I don't know if that's a coincidence. Bill and I are shorter guys. I don't know if they're trying to make a statement with small art, small poets. I don't know. But it's a great gallery. You know, maybe I'll get a cheese plate and set it out. Art galleries are known after their art for their cheese plates, right? You go to a gallery opening, show up about an hour into it. The cheese plate has been completely picked over. There's like a cracker and a half left, some crumbs, one piece of cheese glazed over, the toothpick kind of half melted out of it. That's what I eat. So it's almost like you show up at a gallery and there's kind of a culinary arts installation, and then I'm the performance artist that dares to eat it. That has nothing to do with the poetry reading, but it's a nice visual for you to conclude this first edition, maybe the only edition. I might have just talked about everything I care about, so who knows if I'll do this again on a Monday. But hopefully it made you go, So thanks for listening. Catch you next time. Hey, here's where you can find me online when you're not listening to this podcast. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at AmazingAZComics, or you could visit AmazingArizonaComics.com for previews of my mini-comics or general ramblings about comics and pop culture. Thanks a lot for listening to this, and I'll catch you next Monday if I feel like doing this again.